We're going to get started this morning. We've been talking about Easter really all month, and this is the last in our series called Victorious, which has been a look at Romans chapter 8. And in fact, in the message today, we're going to kind of sum up Romans 8 as we go through it. But I wanted you to know before we get started where we're going from here. Because this message just ties directly into what we're going to be doing for the next 4 months. And I want you to be aware of it. There's also an incident in your bulletin, which I'll have to pull out later, which will tell you a little bit more about this. But what's happening starting next Sunday and Saturday night at our Saturday service is what I call Simple Summer. And you may have noticed when you walked in this morning those four words that were that are stuck on the doors out there. Well, those are not just words. Those are what we believe are the four phases that you go through as you become a mature disciple of Christ. And it's not like you leave any of them behind. You're constantly doing all of them. And so we're going to take a month, starting in May, we're going to be taking an entire month to talk about devoting ourselves to God. June, we're going to talk about developing our Christ-likeness. In July, we're going to talk about doing ministry. And in August, we're going to talk about discipling others, sharing your faith, and discipling others. And that's what's coming up. And then in September is the month of prayer and preparation for 40 Days in the Spirit, which we launch in October. So we got a lot of great stuff coming your way. And I won't be preaching all of these messages for Simple Summer because I won't be here for all of them. But whoever's speaking, it's all going to tie into the whatever the theme of the month is. And what we're talking about starting next weekend is really jumping off of what we're talking about today. And I've titled today's message, More Than Conquerors. And we're looking at the tail end of Romans 8, but we're actually going to go back and kind of sum up the whole chapter. So when you think about being more than a conqueror, when you think about being a conqueror, when you think about being victorious, that's the title of the whole series that we've talked about, you may look at your own life and think, well, I don't know how victorious I really am. I mean, I'm dealing with a whole lot of stress in my life, and I don't always deal with it so well. And that's true of every single one of us. All of us deal with stress, and sometimes we don't do such a good job. Sometimes, in fact, we do a lousy job. And it's interesting when you study stress and how people deal with it, that different generations, different age groups of people deal with it differently, and different things tend to stress you as you go through life. That what really is a major stress for you when you're young may not be when you're old. And so I found an interesting survey, and I want to share it with you this morning just to get started. And what they've done here is they've broken down this survey. You're going to see the results. They surveyed people to say, what's your biggest stressors? And you're going to see the top line on the bar chart, which you'll look at in a second, is going to be an average. And then under it, they break down four generations. The millennials, which is 19 to 31. If you're 19 to 31, you're a millennial. If you're 32 years old to 45 years old, you're a Gen Xer, you're Generation X. If you're 46 to 64, you're my generation, a baby boomer. Yeah, we're the ones who are going to bankrupt the country when we all retire. Thank you very much. And that's my generation, man. I'm so proud of them. And then what they've actually done is take two generations and kind of lump them together. They call them the mature, 65 and older. And they did this survey a few months ago. And the survey was simply this: what causes people the most stress? And then they broke down the results based on age. And so I want to take a look at this with you for just a minute. Just walk through this kind of quickly. You can see up there, causes of stress by generation. Somewhat are very significant. Now, money came up number one. No big surprise there. And as you notice, that 76% of everybody gets stressed by money. And then as you go through, you'll see that the millennials are like really stressed, and then slightly behind them come the next two, and then, oddly enough, this surprised me, I thought that the retired generation would actually be higher on that, but they 62, but you see, that's way over 50% for everybody. So clearly, money's a big problem for a lot of people in this country. Then the next one is work. 70% on average were stressed by work, and if you took out the matures, who most of whom are not working because they're retired, that would be a lot higher percentage. But you can see 75%, 71% work's a major stressor for most of us. Then there's the economy. And again, 65%. And you'll notice that that's pretty well stressed everybody except the younger generation, because somebody else is paying their bills. They're not worried. But for all the rest of us, we're a little stressed. Then there's family responsibilities. This one I thought was really interesting because it's very close. Statistically, you know, you're within just a few points of each other. And if this, you know, you see all these political surveys they do, there's a 3-point, 5-point margin for error. So if there's a 3 or 4 point margin for error in this one, then you're pretty well tied on that. And then they have relationships, spouse, kids, girl, boyfriend, girlfriend. Again, you'll notice that the millennials are up top, but the rest of us aren't that far behind. More than half people, on average, are stressed by their relationships with their children or their spouse or their boyfriend or their girlfriend. And then there's health concerns. And of course, not surprisingly, the older two generations are the most stressed by their health. That figures, because as you get older, your body falls apart. And you younger people don't know that yet, but you'll find out. Then there's, I won't be here to see it, but I'll be watching from heaven going, I tell you so. Then there's housing costs, which, again, or there it is, more than half, and for the older generations, they're stressing over that, except the retired folks, and they're not, strangely enough. Then there's job stability. Well, now, obviously, if you don't have one, you don't worry about it. So the matures are out of it. But for the rest of us, it's a pretty high number. And then there's health, and you'll notice, again, as you get older, what happens? Your health falls apart, so you stress over it. And finally, personal safety. I found this one fascinating. We live in probably the safest country in the world, or close to, and yet 30% on average stress about that. Now, those are just some of the things that can cause us stresses in life. You may be feeling stressed this morning by one of those things, or maybe a couple of them kind of lumped together, because as you can see, some of them are sort of the same thing. They cut them up for this survey, but really they all kind of flow together. Family responsibilities and relationships are, you know, they're kind of the same thing.